Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Got a really exciting guest that's coming up for you all today. We're going to be speaking to Miss Charlene. Now, if that name does not sound familiar, many of you know her lovingly as Rashida's mom. That's Rashida, of course, the recording artist that is on the hit show on VH1, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Miss Charlene is someone, of course, that became a big part of last season. She's here on our program today to talk to us about not only about what it's been like for her to see the success of her daughter, Rashida, but also what it was like for her to be a part of the story that evolved on the last season of Love & Hip Hop, and what she hopes that people are able to know about herself as well as her role in her daughter's life. Stay with us. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Conversations Live.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you ever lost a loved one? Had to cope with handling their affairs? Found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.
Is your hope fading fast? Do you feel like it is gone? Failing hope can be awakened, and you have the key. In Linda C. Newberry's book, Say What You Say Is Your Future, she outlines not only the whys of biblical confession, but she gives you a modern-day affirmation that changed her life, and with use will change yours too. Available in paperback and Kindle on Amazon.com and on her website at www.lindacnewberry.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Our next guest is someone that you've gotten to know from the hit show on VH1, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. But Miss Charlene is someone who's so much more than that. She's a mother who's had a daughter that has a lot of success, that being Rashida. But also she's an individual that I think is showing all of us what it takes to not only be true to yourself, but also, of course, to follow your heart. She's making her first appearance here on our program to talk to us not only about what it's been like for her to see the way that Rashida has been able to grow and shine, but also what it's been like for her to be a part of one of the biggest shows on television as well. Miss Charlene, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hello, hi, fine. I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, as I said, you know, a lot of people, I know I got to know you because of the show Love & Hip Hop, but I think, you know, what's more important, of course, than your being, you know, a star on television is that you are a mom, you're a grandmother, you're someone who has been able to, you know, to see the success that your daughter Rashida has been able to have and explore that. First of all, what has it been like for you to, you know, to go from being a support system, you know, for your child to now being a star yourself?
Well, actually, it kind of went hand in hand, so it wasn't really a problem for me, but it's so easy and comfortable that, you know, they make it so easy for you, so it's just been a real good transition for me. I mean, just no big thing. I mean, it's just like me and you are talking, okay, and they're just filming. So
exactly.
It's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to be a part of it.
And you know what? And what I think is it's been so interesting, and I noticed this even when I was prepping for the segment with you, Ms. Charlene, is that people like you because you are so real. I mean, you're a mother. You're someone who is protective of your own. Do you think that's one of the reasons why people are drawn to you as an individual?
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, just now, every day, I run into people, and they come up to me with their stories about, you know, their boyfriends or their husbands and what their mother, you know, did and things like that. And it's just, it's really amazing. But, you know, I just, you know, it is what it is.
Exactly. It is what, it, you know, what you see is what you get. You know, I what I love about Rashida, and you know, and I noticed that she said this in interviews herself, and it has to make you feel good, is that she really credits you a lot for being there to support her. What has it been like for you to see the way how she's been able to not only pursue her dream, but to have the success that she's been able to have, Ms. Shirley?
Well, actually, I just really let Rashida kind of do like she wanted to do in life. I took her out of school and let her go, you know, to places and you know, tried to, you know, find herself, you know, when she was in high school and you know, as time went on. So I just kind of let her play her life through, but I did, you know, try to keep her, you know, intact. I tried to keep her where, you know, be respectful. She learns from her mistakes. She learns from, you know, anything that you tell her, any information that you give her, she remembers it. So all the good things that I told her, she remembered them, and she kind of, for the most part, carried her life through in that way.
Yeah, and I think that is the thing. You know, I remember last season there was a blog that was a blog post made on VH1's website, and the heading was about you. It said, Rashida's mom, Charlene, is officially the best on Love and Hip Hop. You know, you, as I said earlier, you became, you know, really a big part of last season, mainly because, though, of your just being a mom. What, I mean, I know you said that, you know, filming, you know, was no big thing, but what was it like for you to see the way that people responded to the way that you, especially when it came to protecting your daughter, the way that you were able to be there?
I was really, really amazed. Because, I mean, like, it was just like I really did something real great for her trying to keep, you know, Kurt in line. I mean, it was really, really overwhelming. I mean, so many people approached me about that, and I got thousands of Instagram messages, and it was really something. I was amazed at how people feel about that.
Exactly.
And to me, it really is a good thing.
Exactly. You know what? And I agree with you because I believe that when the chips are down, no matter what the situation might be, where do you go for help? You go to your family. You go to those who you know are going to be there. And you were definitely there in a big way, you know, for your own daughter. You know, I believe, too, that, you know, when it comes to individuals like yourself, and I always hesitate, you know, to say cast or that kind of thing because it's not like you're playing a role. You're being yourself. You know, I believe that you really are setting an example for all of us. Was that one of the reasons why you wanted to be a part of this show, to be able to show people, you know, how real life happens to individuals no matter who you are?
Well, you know what? I really didn't even think about that. I was just being me. I was just being Rashida's mom. I was just being a mother-in-law to Kirk. So, I mean, like, I was just being me, and it is what it is, like I said. And it was just real. You know, what I did, what I thought, what I say, it's what I think. So, hey,
exactly. That's
what happened.
You know, you're doing something with Nicki Minaj. I don't know if you remember this or not. Nicki Minaj actually tweeted about you. It got over 2,300 retweets when she was watching the show, and her quote about you and talking about of course that situation that was going on with Kirk. She tweeted, you know, her mother is really doing that, and you know, and really I think that is again the support system that everybody wants to have. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Ms. Charlene. Many of you know her, of course, as a mother of singing sensation Rashida. Also, she's one of the hit show on VH1, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We've been talking to her not only about what it's been like for her to be a part of this larger show that is really and so many people talking already about the new season, but also what it was like for her to kind of be herself on camera as well. You know, I want to talk a moment about the spotlight. I had an opportunity to speak to Tiny's mom, Diane Pope, on this program, Ms. Charlene, and we were talking about success and how, you know, because of the Internet especially, people feel like sometimes they have a right to say whatever they want to say. How did you kind of deal with that, or was it just in your nature just not to even pay any attention what people had to say about what you and your family were going through during that time?
Oh, no, I didn't pay that any attention.
Yeah.
Actually, people are going to think what they want to think and feel what they want to feel. So, I mean, like, everybody's not going to say and do the same thing. So
right.
that kind of those things just don't run across my mind. I've always been like that. Even when Rashida was young and she was like, "Well, Mama, this so and so said this about you." I tell her, "I don't care nothing about what anybody say about me. I don't even care about it. So don't you worry about it." So
wow.
that's how I look at it.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that in itself is such a great thing. We spend so much time, I think, especially because of the way the world is today, we spend so much time thinking about what people are going to say or, you know, what they're going to do, you know, or react to how we do. But I think, you know, it's that advice like that, Ms. Shirlene, that is so great for all of us. You know, for those who don't have that strong influence, they don't have, you know, Mother's Day is right around the corner too. So a lot of times people are reflecting on their support system and who has inspired them. You know, do you hope that you're able to show other people too, Ms. Shirlene, you know, about, you know, not only what is possible for them, but why when the chips are down, it's always important to have the back of those you love?
Oh, yes. It's such an awesome feeling that in the back of your head that you know that there's one person that you can always go to. So if you kind of have to keep that relationship going with whomever it is, and just go to that person. So I think it would just be a great thing if you just try to keep the peace with somebody in your life, you know. So
right.
That's where it's been with me and Rashida. She, you know, we've always been, you know, close, and she'd go and do her thing the way she'd do it, and if she need me for anything, she called me, and I'm there for her. And, you know, I just didn't know there were so many people out there that didn't have that support system. And, you
right.
know, it's really sad. So, you know, if they really need somebody to talk to really bad, they can call me.
You know, Ms. Shirlene, our listeners out there, they'll do it. they will do it. They will call you. But you know what? I think it's great. I think it's great, though, that you have that type of attitude. And as you said, that explains, again, why people, when they see you, they feel this connection with you, because you are giving them something that either they want or something that they, you know, they feel like is needed, and that is the truth, you know, someone to be real with them. And Ms. Shirlene, we really appreciate you being real with us. Again, everyone, Ms. Shirlene has been our guest. You know her lovingly as Rashida's mom, but also, of course, one of the stars of the hit show on VH1, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. The new season is right around the corner. You guys make sure you go to VH1.com for all the details about that. And Ms. Shirlene, I have to say, it really has been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for the time today.
And thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. It has been a pleasure.
We thank all of you out there for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the broadcast, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations today. You all make it a great one.